Witam from BAE. This is a Rorschach Poland update from the 20th of November 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Poland. Let's kick off with updates on security. On Sunday the 16th, police discovered two sabotage incidents on the Warsaw-Lublin train line. An explosion blew up part of the track near the village of Mika in east-central Poland, and officials said it was likely meant to blow up a train. In the other incident, further down the line, another train with 475 passengers broke because the tracks were damaged, with the rails bent and misaligned. The US thinks this is part of Russia's Phase Zero plan to shake up Europe and weaken NATO. They said Russia isn't openly attacking NATO yet, but these actions could continue for years. Polish authorities launched a terrorism investigation linked to foreign intelligence and held an emergency security meeting with military and intelligence chiefs. Donald Tusk, the prime minister, said investigators caught two Ukrainians working for Russian intelligence and will raise the railway security alert. As a result of the sabotage, on Wednesday the 19th, Poland's foreign ministry announced the closing of Russia's last consulate in Gdansk, a northern port city on the Baltic Sea. Poland had already shut Russian consulates in Krakow, southern Poland, and Poznan in the west after earlier sabotage cases, but will keep the embassy in Warsaw open without fully breaking diplomatic ties. Meanwhile, on Monday the 17th, Polish artillery from the 1st Mazurian Artillery Brigade joined the Northern Strike 225 exercises in Rovaniemi, Finland. A brigade from Kainu, located in eastern Finland near the Russian border, is running the drills with around 2,200 soldiers and 500 vehicles. Polish forces brought their HOMAR rocket launchers to test artillery firepower with allies in tough early winter conditions. This milestone marks the first time Poland has prepared its HOMAR K launchers for air transport. Switching gears to international affairs, on Monday the 17th, prosecutors called in Tadeusz Rydzyk, the Catholic priest who controls some conservative media outlets such as Radio Maria and Telewizja Trwam, through Lux Veritatis, his foundation. Prosecutors are investigating whether Rydzyk's foundation mishandled public funds for the Memory and Identity Museum, which the foundation manages. Some contracts and funding deals favored his foundation over the state, and critics say Rydzyk used the museum project to make money and get extra resources for his foundation by overcharging and favorable contract terms. His close ties to the opposition Law and Justice Party might have helped him do this. Rydzyk, on the other hand, says the investigation is an attempt to shut down his media outlets and attack the Catholic community. Next up, on Tuesday the 18th, the National Prosecutor's Office cancelled the diplomatic passport of Zbigniew Ziobro, the former Justice Minister and Law and Justice Party MP. Last week, prosecutors asked a Warsaw court to detain him for 3 months over 26 charges tied to misuse of the justice fund. Ziobro is now in Budapest and hasn't said if he'll seek political asylum or return to Poland. Authorities want to stop him from fleeing, hiding, or interfering with the investigation, and the court will decide on the 22nd of December whether to approve his arrest. Ziobro said he acted legally and that the charges are politically motivated. On Monday the 17th, President Karol Nawrocki revealed a plan to add 3.5 billion zloty, around $900 million, into the National Health Fund and launch new projects, including a sub-fund for rare child diseases. The Medical Fund, a fund for specific healthcare projects such as rare diseases and innovative treatments, has paid 800 million zloty, about $200 million, for medical tests this year, but it didn't use some money set aside for oncology projects. The president wants to redirect those funds to treat kids and young patients. The plan also adds a hospital safety fund for emergencies, like wars or fuel-induced disasters, and a patient service center to make it easier for people to book appointments, get preventive care information, and give feedback. More news on health. As on Tuesday the 18th, Roberta Metsola, the president of the European Parliament, kicked off the Power of Existence, an exhibition about organ transplants in Brussels. Adam Jarubas, a Polish MEP, and the Silesian Center for Heart Diseases in Zabrze, southern Poland, organized a project which displays student-made posters on organ transplants and celebrates 40 years since Poland's first successful heart transplant. Metsola called Professor Zbigniew Religa, a pioneering Polish cardiac surgeon, a hero for his 1985 heart transplant, saying it was a huge milestone for Polish and European healthcare done under tough communist-era conditions. He added that organ transplants now save over 30,000 European lives each year. On Friday the 14th, the country launched Innovate Poland, a new program to boost local startups. The Polish Development Fund, National Development Bank, Universal Insurance Company, and the European Investment Fund put in 4 billion zloty, about $1 billion, to support startups. Andrzej Domański, the finance minister, said the biggest problem for Polish entrepreneurs is getting funding. Innovate Poland will help Polish companies grow abroad and boost Poland's technological skills. Still in new initiatives, on Wednesday the 19th, the Sejm, the lower house of parliament, had the first reading of a bill regarding the Marshal's Guard. The bill would give the Guard new defense duties and a housing allowance for officers. It aims to make the Guard stronger, update their procedures, and give officers fairer benefits. Other proposals include an honorary badge for top officers, removing civil defense duties, and simpler candidate checks. On another note, on Wednesday the 19th, Jakub Chlebowski, a lawyer specializing in new technology law, published an essay on the independent news site Klub Jagielloński about the government's plans for online rules and the debate about censorship. The government wants social media platforms to take down threats, hate speech, and harassment, and if they don't, regulators step in. He said the rules won't really stop everyday harassment because they mostly go after illegal online activity and will need court approval. Chlebowski thinks courts should handle online disputes directly, so platforms will take complaints seriously while keeping free speech safe. He added that when politicians talk about censorship to scare people, social media platforms hold back from removing harmful content so people won't blame them for limiting free speech. In unrelated news, on Sunday the 16th, Polish authorities blocked a German auction that planned to sell artifacts linked to Nazi concentration camp victims and Soviet atrocities. The auction in Neuss, Western Germany, showcased letters, documents, posters, and personal items from concentration camps, including Auschwitz in southern Poland, Majdanek in the east, Buchenwald in central Germany, and Katyn in western Russia. The Polish Culture Ministry said it will reclaim the items because occupiers took them from Poland during or after World War II, and they are a part of camp equipment and documentation that belongs to the Polish state. The auction house pulled the items from its website after Poland intervened. Officials said the situation shocked them and called for international cooperation to protect these historical objects and the stories behind them. To wrap up this edition, on Friday the 14th, the Institute of Market and Social Research published the results of a survey that it conducted between the 27th of September and the 6th of October for Santander Bank on Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping habits among 1,000 adult Polish shoppers. They found that 45% of Poles worry that shops might manipulate prices, while only 26% actually plan to shop. The most active shoppers are in their 30s, and women are more likely than men to buy pricier items during these sales. In the past, many Poles used Black Friday to buy holiday gifts or things they normally couldn't afford, but now they are cautious and suspect that shops manipulate prices or offer fake discounts. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't go yet, you'll like what's next. The first five people who send us an email at info@rorschach.com saying t-shirt and the Poland update will get a free t-shirt. You'd better hurry. Do zobaczenia! Thank you.